Saturday, December 15th, I got word from an old friend who I actually still speak to, but that someone we grew up with from Jericho High School passed away last night. Heart attack, just out at a party, holiday party, and wasn't able to resuscitate. And his name was Robbie Goodman. And he actually grew up in my little neighborhood. So like he was a year older than me. And, you know, he was, you know, one of the neighborhood kids that you played with, like before you were old enough to ride bikes to your friend's house who live in, other sections of my school district. You went outside and you played at the park or in the street, football, hockey, soccer, whatever it was, basketball with, the kids around your age from the hood who were within, you know, these 5-6 blocks where I grew up. And Robbie was one of them. That's probably the time where we most hung out between the ages of, 7 to 14 ish, but we were always cool with each other. He was a funny kid, decent athlete. Had two brothers, one older, one younger, and it's sad, man. And I was very upset when I heard it, and for the time after, and now talking about it again, it's pretty fresh. I heard about it, in the last, 2 hours ago. At least half of my sadness is selfish. Is that the right word? Because it's, obviously sad for him and his family. He's got three kids and he's somebody that I knew. And like, obviously I never want to hear, who does, anything like that. But the other part of it is, and probably what's, makes me really sad when I think about it, is how, just another reminder, how fragile and precious this shit is, man. His kids just were probably planning today or tomorrow to, watch football, or they had a soccer tournament or whatever the fuck they do. And like, instead, their fucking dad's not here. And like, it could theoretically have been someone telling Robbie that Chris Heller had a heart attack. Like, you just never fucking know. And, as much as we try to live in the moment and think about this and how special it is and how grateful and gratitude and all these things that everyone preaches and tries to practice, and I'm as much about it as anyone, or I try to be, but it's a lot harder to live it than to say it. And it's just this, like I said, another reminder, like, it can just happen anytime, any second. It can all be taken away. Sorry if this ruins your ruins your day or whenever you listen to this, but it's what I'm thinking about today, man. And obviously not what I want to be thinking about. I feel horrible for Robbie and his family, and for anyone who has to go through this just on a moment's notice. Everything can change. So stop listening to podcasts and get the fuck out there and live your life. Love you all.